All right, we will shift gears now and bring in our Yahoo Finance's Jen Schonberger. Stablecoin issuer Circle launched an ad campaign promoting stablecoins over a central bank digital currency. That is, China's CBDC is on full display at the Beijing Winter Olympics. It also comes after a White House meeting this week tied to stablecoin regulation. And Jen, you spoke with Circle CEO Jeremy Allaire about all of this, correct?
Hey, good afternoon, Karina. That's right. Stablecoin issuer Circle out with a brand new ad campaign saying, quote, central bank digital currencies carry the specter of privacy erosion, making cyber threats and technology upgrades a taxpayer burden rather than the motive of free market drive and well-regulated competition. At the same time this week, Treasury Undersecretary Nellie Lange testified before the House Financial Services Committee, saying that a central bank digital currency could determine how stablecoins coexist, and said that depending on how the Fed designs one, assuming they proceed with one, it could actually supplant stablecoins. I put that question in an exclusive interview to Circle CEO Jeremy Allaire. I asked him whether a CBDC poses a threat to private stablecoins. We also talked about the digital currency space race. Take a listen.
I was very appreciative of Undersecretary Liang's testimony. I think she is doing an excellent job of thinking through for the U.S. federal government and obviously shepherding a lot of other parties around this, what's the right approach to supervising and establishing a framework to regulate firms like Circle. And I think we have obviously come forward and are in the process of looking to become a national digital currency bank. And we believe, of course, that dollar digital currencies that are operating at internet scale that work to improve both not just payments but overall kind of financial and economic system improvements, it's a huge opportunity for the United States. And I think what's interesting to see is we're starting to see policymakers, including the undersecretary, emphasize that this is here to stay, this is growing, and I think there's an acknowledgement that there's a here and now, and that's very apparent to a lot of people. And then there's some theoretical things, like theoretically there might be, a government project in the future. And I think across the board, I think increasingly people, including in her testimony, in the undersecretary's testimony, is very clear that these innovations are going to coexist.
You mentioned earlier in the interview that you have applied for a bank charter. And during the hearing this week, in fact, Treasury Undersecretary Lange was asked whether the OCC should approve a bank charter for Circle. Curious how that application process is going now and what you're hearing from regulators. And has the FDIC given you any assurance that you would receive deposit insurance and become FDIC insured?
So what I can share is that we are in a process, and it is going to take it's a long process. And I think, we actually have not formally submitted our application at this point in time, but it is something we're in the pre-application phase, and there's a lot.
What's holding you back, Jeremy?
We've got a lot going on, which is one just general the physics of everything that we're doing. I think. I think the second is I think the government, the federal government, I think is coming up to speed on stablecoins, blockchains, digital assets, the sprint, as I know you were referring to before, and I think are just trying to understand, okay, where's this going to fit in terms of the kind of charters that might apply. And there's open questions, and this was also in, I believe, some of the undersecretary's testimony about, this isn't necessarily about FDIC insurance for a fractional reserve bank, but is it possible that there is some insured, insurance framework that's more specific to the risks of the reserves and liquidity of a stablecoin? So there's things to work out, and that will take time, and it'll be, I hope, collaborative. I think that both the U.S. government and private sector try and figure out how to do this right.
The Olympics are underway now in Beijing, and of course, China is testing its digital yuan, its digital wallet, at the same time as we've been talking about, the U.S. Federal Reserve is looking at the pros and cons of issuing a central bank digital currency. Where do you see the U.S. right now in the digital currency space race, and how do private stablecoins fit in there?
I mean, our view is firm, which is that the U.S. is winning the digital currency space race. Today, the preeminent digital currency on the internet is the dollar. Just looking at USDC alone, there are hundreds of different digital wallets that support this in hundreds of countries around the world. Exchanges all around the world support convertibility of this. It supported $2.4 trillion in transactions on the internet last year, and is really growing, and there are robust and growing ecosystems around it. And so, I think if you look at a vision for what we want, which is open, accessible, interoperable, a standard and technology that people can innovate on top of without permission, that's the kind of dollar I think we want to win in this space race and on the internet, as opposed to something that is tightly controlled, government administered, and the like, which is what China's initiatives really represent. And so I think the US is winning. I think the question is, can the US really get some energy behind this and ensure that this kind of market competitive open model, which has been, I think, how the West has approached the internet over the past multiple decades, can they approach that in the convergence of the internet and the financial system?
That was a great interview, Jennifer. All right, Jennifer Schonberger, thank you so much for that informative interview. We will leave that there.